A tiered gallery of dark Russian walnut seats with hand-tooled pigskin encircled the room. A 33-foot-tall throne dominated the western wall, with a concealed pipe organ opposite it. The walls were a kaleidoscope of ancient symbols, Egyptian, Hebraic, astronomical, alchemical, and others yet unknown. Tonight, the temple room was lit by a series of precisely arranged candles. Their dim glow was aided only by a pale shaft of moonlight that filtered down through the expansive oculus in the ceiling and illuminated the room's most startling feature. An enormous altar, hewn from a solid block of polished Belgian black marble, situated dead center of the square chamber. "The secret is how to die," the initiate reminded himself. "It is time," a voice whispered. The initiate let his gaze climb the distinguished white-robed figure standing before him, the supreme, worshipful master. The man, in his late 50s, was an American icon, well-loved, robust, and incalculably wealthy. His once dark hair was turning silver, and his famous visage reflected a lifetime of power and a vigorous intellect. "Take the oath," the worshipful master said, his voice soft like falling snow. "Complete your journey." The initiate's journey, like all such journeys, had begun at the first degree. On that night, in a ritual similar to this one, the worshipful master had blindfolded him with a velvet hoodwink and pressed a ceremonial dagger to his bare chest, demanding, "Do you seriously declare, on your honor, uninfluenced by mercenary or any other unworthy motive, that you freely and voluntarily offer yourself as a candidate for the mysteries and privileges of this brotherhood?"
"I do," the initiate had lied.
"Then let this be a sting to your consciousness," the master had warned him, "as well as instant death, should you ever betray the secrets to be imparted to you." At the time, the initiate had felt no fear. "They will never know my true purpose here." Tonight, however, he sensed a foreboding solemnity in the temple room, and his mind began replaying all the dire warnings he had been given on his journey, threats of terrible consequences if he ever shared the ancient secrets he was about to learn. Throat cut from ear to ear, tongue torn out by its roots, bowels taken out and burned, scattered to the four winds of heaven, heart plucked out and given to the beasts of the field. "Brother," the gray-eyed master said, placing his left hand on the initiate's shoulder, "take the final oath." Steeling himself for the last step of his journey, the initiate shifted his muscular frame and turned his attention back to the skull cradled in his palms. The crimson wine looked almost black in the dim candlelight. The chamber had fallen deathly silent, and he could feel all of the witnesses watching him, waiting for him to take his final oath and join their elite ranks. "Tonight," he thought, "something is taking place within these walls that has never before occurred in the history of this brotherhood, not once in centuries." He knew it would be the spark, and it would give him unfathomable power. Energized, he drew a breath and spoke aloud the same words that countless men had spoken before him in countries all over the world.
"May this wine I now drink become a deadly poison to me, should I ever knowingly or willfully violate my oath."
His words echoed in the hollow space. Then, all was quiet. Steadying his hands, the initiate raised the skull to his mouth and felt his lips touch the dry bone. He closed his eyes and tipped the skull toward his mouth, drinking the wine in long, deep swallows. When the last drop was gone, he lowered the skull. For an instant, he thought he felt his lungs growing tight, and his heart began to pound wildly.
"My God, they know!"
Then, as quickly as it came, the feeling passed. A pleasant warmth began to stream through his body. The initiate exhaled, smiling inwardly as he gazed up at the unsuspecting gray-eyed man who had foolishly admitted him into this brotherhood's most secretive ranks.
"Soon, you will lose everything you hold most dear."
Chapter 1